After 3 months of working under Jobs, Apple's head of operations decided he could not bear the pressure, and he quit. For almost a year, Jobs ran operations himself, because all the prospects he interviewed seemed like they were old-wave manufacturing people, he recalled. He wanted someone who could build just-in-time factories and supply chains, as Michael Dell had done. Then, in 1998, he met Tim Cook, a courtly 37-year-old procurement and supply chain manager at Compaq Computers, who not only would become his operations manager, but would grow into an indispensable backstage partner in running Apple. As Jobs recalled, Tim Cook came out of procurement, which is just the right background for what we needed. I realized that he and I saw things exactly the same way. I had visited a lot of just-in-time factories in Japan, and I'd built one for the Mac and at Next. I knew what I wanted, and I met Tim, and he wanted the same thing. So we started to work together, and before long I trusted him to know exactly what to do. He had the same vision I did, and we could interact at a high strategic level, and I could just forget about a lot of things unless he came and pinged me.